Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, a very, very busy day here on 97.3 The Fan, but one guy that may be a little bit busier than the people here at 97.3 The Fan is a gentleman that we're going to venture out and visit with right now on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610 in Houston. And, John, welcome to the program, and I would imagine you and your staff having a very busy day down there.
My gosh, what's going on in Houston? I'll tell you what, and here's the other, this is just a side note before we get into this. Why can't Houston have nice things? I mean, it's like not only are we sitting here, you know, after what happened yesterday in Kansas City, but even when the Houston Rockets won back-to-back championships, everybody's like, yeah, well, Michael Jordan wasn't playing, which is true. And now we have this with a World Series championship, and you know what happened there.
Hey, John, we were saying out here, Bill O'Brien may be the happiest guy in Houston today.
Dude, what's going on when your basketball coach, Mike D'Antoni, is basically working without a contract after taking you to the conference finals? Your baseball manager, A.J. Hinch, got fired after winning a World Series and going to another World Series. And yet the head football coach, who has reached his ceiling and has consistently made horrible decisions, is sitting on a velvet couch eating grapes.
Pretty amazing stuff on that. We're visiting with John Lopez from down in Houston, 610 Sports Radio in Houston. And, John, what's everybody's feeling? What are people saying right now about this penalty that's been imposed to the Astros? And not only was the penalty, then Jim Crane, the owner, came out and fired both Jeff Luhnow and A.J. Hinch here about 40 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's the part that really, really opened my eyes. And I'm just going to be honest, I respect Jim Crane a lot for that. I mean, that is not easy to do. I mean, you've been to two World Series, 1-1. He could have just sat there and said, we respect the decision. We understand what we did was wrong. We'll take the punishment and we'll move forward. But no, he took it a step further. He said, this is not us. This is not right. This is not us. We're going to, reorganize and bring in a new manager and a new general manager. And these are guys, especially A.J. Hinch. He kind of choked up a little bit when he was talking about how tough the decision was with A.J. Hinch. These are guys that he likes. So I respect him on that. And then you say, what are people doing? I think there's always going to be that segment of fans that are like, well, everybody does it and all that. Guys, this was not everybody does it kind of stuff. This was a conspiracy. By definition, it was a conspiracy from the top down, and it had to happen. It just absolutely had to happen.
You know, John, they didn't put a penalty on Alex Cora today, but it sounds like from the 9-page report that Manfred has, his fingerprints is all over this, and now they're going to interview and talk to people regarding the Boston situation in 2018. And, well, I'll tell you what, if they find that Cora was a part of the Houston thing, which I think he was, and they find that he was behind Boston, who knows how long he could get suspended for.
Sure, I think Carlos Beltran might be okay, according to what I've been hearing. But Alex Cora was mentioned in that report by name multiple times for a reason. And that reason is they know how dirty his hands got. And I agree with you. I think Cora is going to be suspended and there's going to be a big time fine or something maybe even involved there. Here's the thing. It's a clear message. I mean, I wouldn't do it. I sure as heck wouldn't do it if I was inclined to follow the Astros lead, because guys lose their jobs, and you get fined a lot of money.
We're visiting with John Lopez, Sports Radio 610 down in Houston. You know what will be interesting is with what Jim Crane did here in the last 40 minutes, fire both Jeff Luhnow, the GM, and A.J. Hinch, the manager. If Alex Cora is suspended and, you know, under the Red Sox umbrella, you would think that John Henry and his ownership group would have to do the same. If not, they'd really look bad.
I mean, they might. It also depends on, I mean, if it's an apples-to-apples thing with the suspension, then yes, they would be forced to perhaps do the same thing. But if it's like, well, we're suspending him for 50 games and we saw this or whatever, then they would have that opening to maybe do something differently.
Now, John, one of the things I was saying, just because I'm a friend of his, and I know he's available right now, even though he doesn't want to manage until 2021, he wanted to take a year off. But this is a unique situation and possibly a great opportunity to get a ball club that you don't have to, you know, retool and, you know, bring up a bunch of young guys. You think the Astros would maybe at least make a phone call to Bruce Bochy and see if he's at all interested about managing this year?
100%. I mean, that's a name that came to mind for me as well. And I think everybody's on the table at this point because this is an off-the-shelf contender. Now, it's got a long way to go because based on, you know, you're going to have to deal with a new management structure. There's probably going to be new scouts. I don't think they're through cleaning house yet because Jeff Luhnow's guys are going to all have that stain as well. You know what I mean? But the players on the field, if you're talking about just baseball and managing this team, they're really, really good still. I mean, I know they lost Garrett Cole, but they've got a lot of weapons, and certainly Lance McCullers is coming back, and he's got World Series pedigree. So it's a very attractive job. I don't know the long-term success. I think the long-term success, the window has closed a lot. You know, this was a team that was going to be there for 10 years and maybe 3 or 4 world championships. Well, that's not going to happen, but it's still a possibility in the short term.
Hey, John, last thing, and thanks so much for the time on short notice today. Have there been any Houston Astro players make any type of comment? I haven't seen anything out here on the West Coast yet.
Well, not after the fact today, but one thing we've been talking about down here is, isn't it interesting how willing players have been to sign elsewhere after the season? I think their actions have spoken louder than words. They've had multiple players, including Garrett Cole. Now, he's an exception because he was going after giant money. But I think some players that would have been more inclined to sign with the Astros or re-sign with the Astros leaving, I think that to me was a sign that something really big was going to happen. And in terms of like after the fact here, we haven't gotten anybody on, but of course we got those calls out.
I'm sure, and hopefully you'll get some of those calls back. Hey, John, thanks so much for the time and continued success down there.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Not just get us a football coach.
Well, that story will probably pick up about a week from Wednesday after all this news today.
Thanks a lot, Matt.
Hey, be well. John Lopez, Sports Radio 610 in Houston, joining us for a few minutes here on our SDCCU fan hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.